resistance.
Hello, Audio Boo. This is February 2015, day 17. The power of the media, desensitization and all that. Listen to this. A very talented and very young sounding Howard Jones there, talking about the power of the media. Oh yes, very good, back in the early 80s. Yeah, I would think. So the questions around, are we desensitized by the media? Oh well, absolutely. I mean, it's possible, isn't it? Especially if we overwatch. I'm going to give examples of that in a minute, and I'm going to fade this wicked song first and then play it towards the end of the boom so you can hear it all, because I think it's worth a listen to, because it raises a lot of questions about how things have changed in, you know, say since the 1980s when this song first came out. You know, questions around how long has it been since media got so I don't know, the way it is now. So yeah, let's reflect then. So as I said, you can be, in my opinion, desensitized by the media if you watch too much of the mainstream media. And I, for a long time, ever since I can remember, so at least early teens, I always looked, I used to love playing with shortwave radio. And so I always used to, I didn't look at first, but stumble on stories being told in a different way. Now, I don't know how far you want to get back with this, but I can remember one of the first things I can remember was the Korean airline that got shot down by the Russians. And of course you heard the side from the West point of view, but then from Russia's point of view it was a different story. Now I can't remember the details now, but I remember being struck by the fact that I'd actually managed to listen to Moscow World Service's version of events, so the state of Russia, as it was the USSR then, their version of events versus the version of events that we were hearing over here. And then there were stories, like I remember hearing about Grenada, when America went and invaded Grenada. Some early thoughts there around what was going on, and it not really being totally truthful and a bit unbalanced this side of the pond, as in the UK, US-led version, I guess. Again, I can't remember what exactly, so there's no point in arguing with me about that, because I don't remember what the details were. But then growing up a bit more and into the first Gulf War, gosh, I mean, that was a media marathon, wasn't it? That was the modern-day kind of embedded reporters, as we now know them. You know, as soon as it started, it was Bush, wasn't it? Bush Senior going on about New World Order and all this business. And I've never heard so many mentions of New World Order and the Global Village and all this business. And this whole idea that we peace in force now and all that. And so, you know, I started to form opinions about that. But some of the horrendous things I was hearing, but just done as facts, like almost as... It was Mark Leahy, I think, was the BBC's correspondent at the time, and he's going on about things like these fuel bombs that basically would explode above Iraqi positions and deplete a whole area of oxygen. What? And then I was just hearing these things being said. Conventional warfare, that was okay because it's conventional and not nuclear. You know, and there were things, nuclear, yeah. Nuclear? Nuclear. Anyway, that. And this whole thing that and he was, and again, this correspondent was describing, oh, you know, these bombs, they shoot out really sharp objects that are about the size and of length of a toothbrush, but they're razor sharp and they'll, you know, they embed themselves into people and stuff, and like into the enemy. And you just go, what? I'm hearing this. And again, it's desensitization. The things that we use are just as horrendous as the tactics that are used by others so much of the time, but we become desensitized to it because it's us that's doing it and it's okay. And it's people somewhere over there. I don't even know, you know, where exactly Iraq was on the map. Could I point to it? I doubt it. You know, that kind of thing. And then it moved obviously to the you know, things like the Bosnia, and then you were starting to get war in almost like digital stereo. You know, that again, embedding was going on and you know, it was almost like film footage. I mean, as in a movie. And then, you know, you got things like, they started to call it citizen journalism, didn't they? And so you got things like the tsunami in 2004, and hundreds and thousands of people were swept to their death by this tsunami. And the more you watched it, the more you just were affected by it. And but then a sense of hopelessness and depression, and in that case, definitely. And then there were things like, what was it then? There was a tragedy in Bangladesh, you know, earthquakes in, what was it, one of the last ones? Grenada, was it? No, that was, hang on a minute, that was the American thing I was on about before. Oh, I'm forgetting the name of the place. But there was one in China, a really major one in China, wasn't it, just before the Chinese Olympics? And then there was one over in, it wasn't obviously Jamaica, I'm going to think of it in a minute, where they had a major earthquake. And if I come back to it, my mind's just gone blank on that one for a minute. But the more you watched it, the more it was just a sense of hopelessness. And then we can go sort of more to current times with, and notice I'm talking about conflict a lot, or natural disasters and all that kind of thing. We can come on to politics in a bit, I guess. But then, you know, more recently with things like the conflicts in Syria and Iraq again, and Iran, and then ISIS, it's just horrendous. I mean, I'm certainly not desensitized. I mean, for the first time ever, I saw a picture. It was a still picture, but it was of the people, the Christians, the Coptic Christians, has been lined up by a faction of ISIS and just beheaded, 21 people beheaded. And, you know, there was these guys just being forced to kneel down in these orange jumpsuits, and they were about to be beheaded by these people standing over them. And I just thought, Lord, it just makes you want to cry. It's, how could I ever be desensitized to that? But horrible, horrible pang inside me that says, what can we do? What can we do as individuals? And we have to rely on the decisions and the thinking of those that are in power over us, even, you know, politicians, thinkers, shapers, policy creators. And you have to hope they're right, because it's real, real tough, depressing, difficult stuff that these minorities in so many places, you know, it's either that they've been oppressed somewhere along the line, it's the minorities and the poor somehow that have been sidelined or killed off or whatever. But desensitising of the media itself, I mean, I remember going back to Iraq for a second, the second invasion of Iraq, really, where my friend read an advert from, I think it was Marlborough. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It was in one of the American papers and it had been shared. And basically, there was a picture of, it was in the Fallujah, and which is one of the places that was in Iraq that was really bombed by the states, from what I can remember. And the advert was of Marlboro cigarettes, and so there was this soldier smoking a cigarette with all this devastation, you know, rubble and everything, and it said, kicking butt in Fallujah. So, you know, you can imagine the connotation there. Now, I don't know who put that up. It could have been, you know, it could have been satire, it could have been anything, but it was in the media and nobody made a boundary of it. You know, it was somehow allowed to be put up there and on various social media networks as they were back then. I think he said he saw this in a paper, though, so that's even less of an excuse because someone's had to proofread that. And there's been many, many more instances of that. You know, there's a whole conversation now around, you know, depiction of the Prophet in kind of cartoon form and mocking him and what might happen as a result. Very difficult. The media has a massive responsibility to try to get a balanced view. I mean, politics, there's so much they don't tell us. And we've got an election in England. I hardly even know who's currently in Parliament. It's so irrelevant to me right now. I've got to seriously think about who I'm going to vote for. And yet I've got nothing to vote on. It's almost like they push so much rubbish at you, but not really any content. And I'm kind of talking about politicians, but also the way that the media interpret or tell you or don't tell you about what's going on. They're too busy taking the mick out of the politicians and it's all becoming small talk and tosh. And then they say, oh, we're really serious. You know, and I think it's Harriet Harman, isn't it, in the UK with a pink bus to try and get more women to vote. But she's only going on about the million lost voters in London. You know, obviously the regions don't matter, do they? And this is in a tiny little island. Something bigger and more pressing is going on in our names, and we don't question it enough. And we are literally fired on all sides by and pardon the pun, it wasn't intended given what I was talking about before, but by all sides by crap, basically, absolute crap, junk about where what we should be doing and why we should be voting certain ways. They patronise and they oh, I don't know, it is a desensitised, they're taking out the core of our thinking somehow by point getting us to point score with them about pettiness, and yet, as I said, the serious issues going on in the world. You're almost and more than desensitised. You're manipulated by the media. You've got to be careful. Be careful out there. It's true, though. It's true. There's loads more I could say on this. And I think I've probably said enough. So I'm going to be quiet now and I'm going to let Howard Jones finish. There's so many conversations and strands around media and desensitisation, you know, much more concern with advertising, inline advertising and soaps. Don't ever tell me that it's okay for a soap to pick up on, you know, things like domestic violence. So yes, we're supporting a charity around domestic violence, when they completely twist and turn and mould and cajole and, oh, it's vile. No, not into my soaps. Anyway, that's enough for me. I will speak to you all soon. This is Howard Jones, Power of the Media.